In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Is the church a bunch of grapes, or is it a bag of marbles? When we were children, I'm sure we all played with marbles merrily. There they were in the bag, all round and bright and shiny. Generally, they were all the same size, and although perhaps a few different designs and patterns. But apart from that, what kept them together? What did they have in common? Not a lot. They would come and go as games were won and lost, each marble entire unto itself. Is that how the church is? A bag of individual Christians, like the marbles, with some basic characteristics, some shared beliefs or behaviour patterns, but essentially separate. No marble has any obligations to the others and is not dependent on them. And the bag? Simply a place to keep the marbles together for a while, but of no use in itself. Is that what being a Christian means, with our own belief in God and Jesus as our own personal Saviour? Times of prayer and Bible reading that we can do on our own? During this Easter season, our readings from the Acts of the Apostles and the Gospels have been about the church, inaugurated by the risen Jesus in the upper room on that first Easter day, and empowered by the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. This is what Jesus came to do, to create a new community whose purpose is to forgive sins, heal wounds, release prisoners, reconcile the divided, to be the church, not a collection of individual Christians, a bunch of grapes, not a bag of marbles. Last Sunday, we heard Jesus say, "I am the good shepherd," and today, "I am the true vine." These "I am" sayings in St. John's Gospel are very important. I am the good shepherd, not any other sort of shepherd. I am the true vine, the one that produces a real vintage. And his followers are not single sheep or individual grapes, but a flock, a bunch. A single sheep on its own is in danger, and a grape can only grow when it is part of the bunch on the vine. We have a vine growing around our gate, and it's coming into leaf just now. I look forward to harvesting the grapes in the autumn. Unfortunately, we don't get enough to produce a few bottles of wine, but it does actually produce a very nice grape juice. When we first came here, I read up about how to prune and tend the vines. But of course, it's not just an intellectual exercise, a matter of reading books. You have to get out there and do it. And that also is what the church is for. Our liturgy and ritual are the ways in which the church tends the flock and enables the bunch to grow. The regular celebration of the sacraments connects us with Christ, who is the true vine. The symbolism of sharing from the same cup is important here. demonstrating that we, like the grapes on the vine, are all fed from the one source. As the nourishing sap is carried from the roots and the trunk of the vine to the grapes on the farthest branches, so it is the one true body broken for us, the true blood shed for us, that we receive for our nourishment and to keep us safe in the flock on the vine. And I could go through the other sacraments: baptism, confirmation, conferring the gifts of the Holy Spirit, confession and absolution to deal with sin, anointing and prayer for healing, and so on. Those are the tools God has given to his church for her task to tend the vine. In this way, each disciple remains part of the bunch on the vine, tended and nourished to bear much fruit to the glory of the Father. Amen.